had a mind sing that. I wanted to sing it. And I just wanted you to know that it was him. It was him that created the heavens and the earth, hung the earth upon nothing, created man, breathed in him the breath of life. It was me. His name was Jesus, and it was me. God said from the beginning that all things that was made by him and for him. And there was nothing made that was made. Except it had been through him, there would have been nothing here today. We are the workmanship of God's hand, created in Christ Jesus the Lord. So today, I don't know, his brethren has been blessed, and I don't know where my mind will go, and I think of many things sometime as I sit and ponder on preaching and wondering, Lord, what will it be that you will give me? What will I say? And you can't help from thinking for scriptures and think, well, maybe this, well, maybe that. And I don't know, sometime it's a closed book.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
But when God opens the book, it's like a fountain of living water.
Yes,
it comes and runs like the flowing river that flows down through the valleys. And he said in that day that there'd be a river in the top of the mountain.
Yes,
I've often thought of a river. How many rivers did you ever see flow out of the top of a mountain? Well, I'm telling you, in nature, that's probably impossible. But with God, all things is possible, for this river that he spoke about was himself, brethren.
And
the water, the one that was able to give life unto them, as the song said, when they was in the wilderness, and they was in a dry and a thirsty land. Living water came forth out of a rock in the sand. It was me that done all these things. Jesus done it all, Brother Lon. He brung forth the living water for the children of Israel to sustain them. And God will sustain you today. If you will, hear his voice today and harden not your heart. He's the God at hand, and he's not a God afar off. I hope you can pray. Oh, yes, today, and I want to say that I love him today more than I love my life. I want his will to be done above all things. For in him we move and have our being. And without him today, we can't even live. The writer said that he gives ye the breath and you live. And I'll take it one day and you'll go the way of all the earth, all men. Brethren, today, whether he be a man of God or whether he be a wicked man, his life, his very breath, his very movement, his very being is in the Lord. So today, brethren, I don't know today about you, but I just want to move on. I just want to move on. As the writer of old had said, I'm pressing on to the mark of the high calling. I'm seeking for that land. I'm looking for the day to come wherein, brethren, that land we live in the spirit. I want to dwell there always. Brethren, for it is a land, brethren, of righteousness. Brethren, where the righteous judge has already gone on before us. Brethren, the day, and he said, brethren, in that day that he would pour out upon the people. the former and the latter rain. Brother, the day in one day he would pour it out, and we find brother Ronnie Little, that God has made promises that cannot fail, brother. And I wonder, brother Fred, there in that day in the wilderness land, brother, when Moses smote the rock and came out on that rock living water and proceeded out, brother, and fed 600,000 people or so. Listen, the day, brother, no doubt that water would have never run dry, brother. Why? Because God was in the arrangement, and whatsoever the Lord does, he can do it forever, brother. No man can stay his hand, and his promises cannot fail, and he has promised unto you, and he bringeth the past, brother. I'll pour out the former and the latter rain, brother, in the day, and bring it forth in one day. And brethren, while the disciples was there in Jerusalem, brethren, for he had told them to go up to Jerusalem until you and be and tarry there until you and be endued with power from on high. Bring it past the prophecies of old, brethren. God didn't do nothing in a closet, no, brethren. But what was done in a closet was shouted on the housetop. Whatsoever you do, brethren, your life is an open book today. All the day, brethren. And so they gathered into the little room, brethren, the upper room, the Bible teaches about 120 of them gathered together, and God, brethren, was going to bring the pattern of the prophecy of old, brethren. And he said in Joel's day, I'll pour out my spirit. This is the rain that he was talking about, brethren, that was going to water the garden of God, brethren. David saw it of old, and said, I saw a river, brethren, and the stream thereof would make glad the city of our God. And while they gathered together, brethren, they'd seen the hand of God work. They had seen the Spirit of God move upon those, brethren, that was blind, had never seen, and cried, Jesus, have mercy upon us. Brethren, in that day, God was going to bring the former and the latter. All was going to come together in one day, my brethren. Friend, and they gathered together, and they begin. I believe they sang one of the songs of Zion, brother. And I don't believe they was singing in a strange land. No, brother, they was together and together in one mind and one accord. Listen, the day when we can come together with one mind and one accord and bring our hearts together and open up unto God, brother. Bringing all the tithes into the storehouse and open up your heart to God and pray, Jesus, would you bless us today? Jesus, would you bring us the rain, God, that we can drink from that fountain that'll never run dry? And when they gathered that day and they sang that song, brother, there came a mighty rushing wind, brother. Friend, there came a sound, brother, like they'd never heard before. There came a feeling like they never felt before. Brother, now it was a coming in great power and great glory. The day of the Lord, brother, is a day of it's a day of life. It's a day of joy. It was a day of peace. It was a day of reckoning, my brother. It was a day. Listen, my brethren, that he had prophesied all night. And the Spirit of the Lord came down into that house. And Peter stood up and began to speak. And while he spoke, brethren, the Holy Ghost. Why was the Holy Ghost to come? Because Jesus told him long before that time, brethren, oh, if I go away, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter in my name. And when he has come, the Holy Ghost is a he, my brethren. Listen, it's not a it. It's not a it or that. It's the Holy Ghost. It's a he, brethren. And when he has come, he'll bring all things to your remembrance that I've said unto you. And I've often thought, brethren, I'm just going to preach around this a little bit here, brethren. I've often thought, brethren, the Bible says if the thing that was written about Christ, if they'd have been written down, the world could not contain the books that should have been written about the things that Jesus done and said, brethren. But listen what the Bible says, brethren. Oh, the Holy Ghost will bring all things to your remembrance that I've said unto you. So, brethren, I preach that which becomes sound doctrine. Sometimes the Holy Ghost may lead you with words not written in the book, but it's going to line up with the book, brethren. Line on line and precept upon precept and here a little and there a little. Listen, God has got a way made for you and I. I'm glad, brother. I'm living in the latter rain, brother, while the waters of life comes down through the golden pipe.
Into the golden bowl.
Pours out into the golden bowl. Ah, brethren, and the two olive trees, I drank of the oil that come down to the golden pine and poured out into the golden bowl. Who was these two olive trees, brethren? Brethren, I believe. If you go back and read the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, brethren, you'll find these two nations that was divided in these two kingdoms. Further known as the northern and the southern kingdom, brother. But God, you see, the promise of God, he was going to bring them together again on the day of Pentecost, out of every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people. They was going to come together, brother. Friend, and they was going to drink from the fountain that would never run dry, brother. And old Peter began to speak. Listen, brethren, listen, and why he spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on him, and he began to speak with cloven tongue. The word cloven means to split, my brethren. He spoke in the Hebrew dialect, but they were 17 different nationalities that day. And they marveled and said, how hear we ever man in the language, in the tongue of wherein we were born?
How can this be?
Oh, my Lord, how can these things be? And the old writer Peter said, marvel not at this. This is that which was spoken of Joel the prophet. And in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters, they'll prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I love, brother, to dream about the Lord. I love to see the things of God. Lord God, most of all, I love to feel the rain of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, as he poured out that day, But many of them, brethren, they begin to murmur. You see them today as the old church, she'll get happy. And many say, them old people, all they do is shout and holler. They must be something wrong with them. Oh, brother, they said in that day, these men are drunk. These men are filled with wine. They're not drunk, brethren. This is that. Seeing and healing, but the third hour of the day, these men are not drunk. This is just that what Joel told you would come. That spirit would be poured out upon you, brethren. That latter rain, brethren, was going to come down through them golden pipes again, going to water the nation of Israel. Oh, friend, and he said in that day that the law shall not depart from Judah. Our lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. Listen what Shiloh was going to do. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Jesus, brethren, the Bible said, verily their sound went out into all the world and the ends of the earth. They're not a plain that never heard about the name of Jesus, brethren. Listen, why? Because there's a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth them understanding. Even the old Indians believed in the great spirit, brethren. They seen things and knowed there was a higher power, brethren. And they tell me the people the day don't know nothing about God. They do lie, brethren. For all shall know of me from the least unto the greatest, brother. They shall be taught of me. And you all need to go from house to house and say, know ye the Lord, because there's the spirit in man, and it's a teaching you today. It's a telling you where you are, what you are by nature, and what you must be by the grace of God. Oh, brother, and this power of the Lord, brother, went forward in that day. And then about the ninth hour of the day, brethren, they went up in into the temple, the hour of prayer, brethren. And while they entered in, Brother Terry, there was a man there. This is what grace can do, brethren. Oh, there was a man there, stood every day. His legs was bent, his ankles was bent. Could never walk. They laid him there at the gate. Wait. Oh, brethren, waiting for someone to come along. Waiting for someone to give me a little penny. Oh, just a little bit of alms in my can. I'm not able to work. Breaks my heart sometime. I see these people standing by the side of the road. Oh, bent over. Got a little sign. Need a little help. Boy, I'm telling you today, here was a man that needed a little help. God, but when Peter and John entered in, brethren, he cast his eyes upon him, expecting to have a little arm from him. And Peter looked down at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk, brother. And immediately, strength came. Strength came to his ankle bone. This man rose up. I believe he leaped up and began to skip like a harp upon the mountain. I believe there was a voice come out of him. I know the Bible don't say this, but I'm going to tell you, if you've never walked in your life, what do you think you'd be doing? Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus, for your marvelous grace. And he went into the temple, brethren, and it confounded the people of the temple, brethren, that they was even going to bow down and worship Peter. But brethren, Peter told that man, oh, I'm just a man, brother. Worship God, brother. It says that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. I'm going to pour out my spirit. Look what it's going to do for you, friend. I'm going to tell you greater works than these shall you do, brother, today. Listen, Christ hadn't come and died on the cross. Brother, we can preach the resurrection from the dead, from this old dead stain that we're in, to that lively hope in Jesus through the Holy Ghost, brother. We can receive it in our hearts. We can have the Comforter down inside. Oh, brethren. And we can leap. And we can shout. And we can pray in the same spirit. There's not no other spirit. The Bible says that there's one Lord and one faith. There's one baptism. And by the one Spirit are we all baptized in into the one body and soul. Brethren, today we're living in the latter rains when he would pour it out upon all mankind that you, just whosoever will, could come and take of the water of life freely and drink of that life-giving water. Let whosoever will come and drink all of the water of life and live forever. It's an everlasting salvation. God, whatsoever God does, he does forever. And all of his works was known unto him from the very beginning. So God do known the terror of the Lord. We do persuade men. I'm trying, brethren, with all within me to preach repentance unto a lost and a dying world. Praying and crying unto the Lord to deliver them that is in sin. Oh, but brother, I'm going to tell you, all the praying I do is not going to save one sinner. I'm going to tell you today, all the praying I do is not going to delay his coming one minute. His coming is already said. He said his time has already been set, where he'll judge this world in righteousness by that man Jesus Christ. Brother, I declare today, if you don't know the Lord, the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, for the day will come when God will call. He said they will call and I won't answer. He calls all the day long. But what about the time when he closes the mercy doors? He said they'll call and I'll not answer. No, brethren, the mercy doors are going to be closed. Then you better work while it's day. For when the darkness comes, no man can work. Brethren, the Holy Ghost is here. The power of God is here to save men. Just whosoever will can come and drink of that water. Brethren, drink of that water. There will be in you a well of living water.
It
springs up into everlasting life. And whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. Ain't that good, Brother Jim, to know that if you drink of this life-giving water, that you'll live forever and forever and forever. Is there an end to forever? There's no end to it, brethren. Forever and forever. Now here, brethren, we have no abiding cities. We're not going to stay here forever. But as Abraham looked for a new city, a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Brethren, I declare today, it's this city that God has prepared for you and I. It's already prepared. It's already in the hearts of some people. Amen. And when he returns, you know where some people say, well, now the kingdom has not never come down yet. Well, the kingdom's already come down on the day of Pentecost. And it's set in the hearts of the people. And he said, in whom? Now listen how he said this. In whom the whole family. You know what a whole is? That means the whole thing, isn't it? In whom the whole family, both in heaven and in earth, is named. That name, brethren, in heaven and earth, the name of Jesus, that kingdom is one, and it's his body, members in particular. If you've been born again, you're born into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes up the church, brethren. They're lively stones created in Christ Jesus the Lord. They're not members sitting here beside me that you count and say, this is the member. We see these things because it's nature. But God has got them engraved upon the palm of His hand. He's got their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I declare today, and they're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, brethren. Just like He did on the day of Pentecost. It was the Holy Spirit of promise. And many of them tarried and waited for the promise to come. Many of them said, unto what then were you baptized? Unto John's baptism. They'd never heard whether they'd be a Holy Ghost. But as soon as they preached Christ unto them and told them about the Holy Ghost, they received the Holy Ghost. They said unto them, what were you baptized? Unto John's baptism. John came preaching in the wilderness, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. He preached the baptism of repentance. And I want you to go home and study that. The baptism of repentance. You know what the word means, of? It's not that water saved them, but it was the word of proceeding from repentance. When you tie that down, you'll see water has never saved nobody. Water is not the putting away the filthy flames, but an answer of good conscience toward God. And I declare today, if you've been born again, and if you've got your sins washed in the blood of Christ, it's by that living water, by the washing of the water, by the Word. And it wasn't talking about the written Word, brother. He talking about the living Word that will wash your sins away and make you whiter than fuller soap. There's no, what can make a sinner clean? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing can wash away a sinner's filth from his heart. Even to the children of Israel, brethren. He said, in that day shall the Lord wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion. They wasn't clean until the blood was shed, brethren. Don't you never doubt that they that under the law was not clean, Brother Ronnie. And they had the promise, but they never had the Holy Ghost until Peter received it. And them that was sitting in that house received it on the day of Pentecost. Therefore the day, brethren, unto them that is born of God, they receive the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost gives you the oil of God. And it will cleanse you. It will heal you. It'll take away your stony heart. And He'll give you a heart of flesh. In other words, He'll give you, it was fulfilled. The law was fulfilled in one word, brethren. Love. Love. That was fulfilled in one word. Love. Love ye one another, even as I have loved you. Give my life for you. Listen, friend, today, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to come through love. Amen. Through God. God is love, and whomsoever that is born of God is born of love. And whosoever loveth is born of God. And whosoever loveth not is not born of God. But, brethren, I declare, he that says he has no sin is a liar, and the truth's not in him. He that said that he knoweth God and sinneth is a liar, and the truth's not in him. It might get a little complicated there with words, but brethren, it's this very simple thing. If you've been born again, you're not going to be out here into the things of this world. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. And he that sinneth is of the devil, and I didn't write it, brethren, and the truth's not in him. Just that simple. By this, I'm going to get this. You get you a song. By this, the children of God is manifested and the children of the devil. Amen. So if a man says that he knows God and you see him out in everything in the world, you can mark that man. He's not of God. He's of the world. Sing, brother. I'm going to bring my remark to a close. And while these brethren sings, if you feel that God has saved you, and you need to go home. I'm going to say this, people. You're a never obedient child until you go to the water. Jesus Christ was baptized for our example, not to make Him Christ, but because He is Christ. It's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but an answer to a good conscience. You must have a good conscience before you can repent, before you can be baptized, because you must be saved by the blood of Christ before you can have a good conscience. Until then, your conscience is going to be dirty. And you're not going to feel clean. But when you feel clean, you need to go down to the water. Show forth the death, burial, and the resurrection. Show forth to the world a raised, a walk in the newness of life. To tell the world, look what happened to me. I have been cleansed by the blood of Christ. I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going down to the water, and when I get up, I'm going to live a Christian life. What is a Christian life? It's the live Christ life. They was called Christians at Antioch first because they was Christ-like, brother. And that's what our life, Apostle Paul said, I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian today, you'll have the talk of a Christian. You'll have the walk of a Christian. By your fruits, he said, ye shall know them. A good tree is known by the fruits it beareth. If I see you and listen to you talk a while and you're using God's name in vain and you're talking vulgar talk, I'm going to tell you, you're not of the good tree, but you're a corrupt tree, and your speech betrayed you. For out of the heart proceedeth all manner of evil. Out of the heart proceedeth the murderer, the adulterer, the fornicator, the liar. All manner of these evils proceeds from the heart. But here's the good thing about it. If you've been born again, that good tree, you might have been one of them at one time, but now you've been delivered. Paul said, and such were some of you, fornicators and liars and murderers and adulterers. And Apostle Paul helped the coach of them while they murdered Stephen. He just guilty as they was. But Jesus had mercy on him and saved him, delivered him, and he wrote most of the books of the New Testament. Because he was one born out of, as one that was born out of due time, brother. He was our apostle. He was our, the Gentile apostle. The last apostle I ever wrote of, ever read of. The last apostle. Why? Because when it got the Gentiles, it got all other people, all nations, it gathered them up into one. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. He gathered them together in himself, brethren. One nation, one Lord, one faith and one baptism. And by the one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body. One shepherd. Though he scattered them, he said, I'll smite the shepherds and they'll be scattered. I'll smite the sheep and they'll be scattered.
Yeah.
But he'll bring them together into one shepherd and one sheepfold. He is that shepherd today. The great shepherd of the sheep is Jesus Christ the Lord. Sing, brother.